The graffiti artists are the urban shamans, and the streets are our modern-day caves. That's from Xylene, issue 18. Hey, this is Brain Candy. Your host is Nick Felici, broadcasting from Oakland, California. Brain Candy is a show about that highlights the local artists and musicians in the Bay Area as representative of this unique place. Today we have a graffiti artist, Reese, on the show to talk about graffiti. They will be interviewed a little later on the show, but right now we have a song by CRU called Just Another Case. Check this out. Alright, you were listening to CRU. CRU has a beautiful sound. It was formed by Takahiro Kido and Yuki Murata. Most music of CRU are like from instruments like the organ and the piano. But after all of that, they have all these carefully layered sounds and they make some very interesting music. Alright, welcome back to Brain Candy. Today we have Reese on the show. What's up, Reese?
Yo, what's up?
Alright, graffiti is considered to be one aspect of the four aspects of hip-hop, which are MCing, DJing, b-boying, and graffiti. Graffiti has been around since ancient times, with people scratching and drawing on walls in ancient Greece and the Roman Empire. It really started in the 70s with Tacky 183, a foot messenger in Manhattan who wrote everywhere he went. He spawned a revolution of graffiti. From bubble letters to throw-ups to wild-style graffiti spread across the globe that continues today despite continuous buffing by those against it. To some, it's art, and others, it's vandalism and decay. Graffiti can be about expressing yourself in an art form with the most freedom. And for others, it's rage against the machine, with the government at war with paint on the wall, similar to the drug war. Graffiti is found in most all urban environments and is ever-changing, seen on trains, walls, poles, trucks, freeways, roofs, environments, and etc. Today we have Reese, and I'm going to ask you some questions, alright?
Yeah, that's cool.
So, why do you do graffiti?
I actually do graffiti because I really love the adrenaline rush, and it just like gives me a really lovely high. And I just love playing the game of the graffiti lifestyle. Like, there's so much different things that come with doing graffiti. I just love it all.
Yeah, I feel it. That's cool. So would you say if it was legal, would it still have that rush, that rush when you go out, the adrenaline, when you do go out and bomb? Would you still do it?
No, it does not have a rush at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if it was legal, it wouldn't have no rush.
Yeah, yeah.
Because me, personally, I really love to bomb. Like, I've never really done many legals, like, on, like, corner stores or whatever.
Right, right.
But, like, bombing is just, like, a completely different thing. And, like, piecing and doing that stuff is cool. Like, it's really artsy and stuff. But I just really love bombing.
So you're more of a bomber than, like, someone who kind of, like, hits up liquor stores and says if you could do murals and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right. So, how do you see your graffiti affecting the general populations of people who don't really know much about it?
I think it affects them. Well, personally, I think they don't really appreciate it at all.
Yeah.
Which I sort of understand because I don't really do it to be like artsy or whatever or like look nice. I do it for sort of a personal reason, which is sort of messed up, but like, I don't know, it's just like, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't appreciate it.
You do what you do.
Yeah.
So, in your mind, in the Bay Area, wherever, who do you think are the best graffiti artists out there?
Oh man, that's like the hardest question. But definitely, I can't name the best, because there's like a lot of really, really good people, but I definitely have favorites.
Yeah, listen. Like,
my personal favorite, like, just because I always, like, researched into him and, like, always looked at pictures and seen him up so much because he bombed when he was out here, is Bear, HRTKOBTR.
Yeah,
he's, like, one of my favorites. And then I also really, really like Keep, because when he bombs, he, like, puts a lot of style into his work, and usually he does, like, some crazy, like, pieces and like crazy straight letters, even though it's like on the street, it's not legal, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like really, it's like artsy and bombing at the same time, and I just really appreciate it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And like, you know how you see corporate advertisements, you see businesses with their phone numbers and all of that, would you say graffiti is like a personal advertisement of your art?
Yes, definitely. Graffiti, I love knowing that people see my stuff all the time, you know? Just like, it's a personal, like, I don't know. I can't explain it, but like, definitely, like, and all your friends call you, like, when you do a clean spot or like wherever, like a tag or like a big throw or a fill-in.
Yeah, it gets around and people know about
it. Yeah, people definitely call me and be like, yo, what's good? I seen that. Like, it gets me feeling good, you know? And then a lot of people just, I don't even know a lot of people who, like, see my stuff and, like, know about me, you know?
Yeah.
And it's cool.
But would you say you, like, people see you? And, like, where would you get your style from exactly, you know?
Where would I get my style from?
Like, where does it come from?
To be honest, I really do not know where I got my style from. Like, because when I first started bombing, like, I met my friend 007 from L.A.,
yeah,
and then like, this was back then, cause like I was really bad. Like I didn't really have no style to be honest. Like, that's what you call like a toy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was when I first started, and then I met my friend 007, and he's from LA. So then we just started kicking it, and he just gave me a lot of tips. So then like he just told me to like not try doing hella much, but like go simple at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's just exactly what I did. And then after that, I just built off like looking at other people. People like, you know, just like little cuts, like add little things to it.
Yeah.
And then it just builds up. So that's pretty much where I got my style from.
So it's kind of like a continuous thing. You don't just start off doing pieces, you don't do murals. Yeah. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's what you did.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I still got a couple more questions in here. And one of those is, what does it mean to you to get up?
What does it mean to me to get up?
Yes.
To me, in graffiti, I don't know. I sort of feel like it means everything. Like, that's like my favorite thing to do is get up. It's like, I don't know, it's just because everyone sees you. It's like you're sort of like you're famous because a lot of people don't know you and just see you and know about you. And then just like a lot of people want to paint with you and stuff. It like, I don't know, getting up is just the funnest too. Like you can just walk around and just start tagging on anything you want and just like, or just with a can and just do big outlines.
Yeah, because I mean, some people think it's an alter ego. Some people think it's like about invading the public space instead of just drawing pictures just in your room. You actually see it in what's the public, what should be ours but isn't, you know?
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's an alter ego too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm Gemini and I guess that's my other ego, so I'm not bipolar or nothing.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, I feel it's like what you do on the side that... It's like if someone looked at you, they wouldn't know who you are, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's like the beauty of it.
Yeah. How about you, Nick? How do you feel about graffiti?
How do I feel about graffiti? I really feel like it's about invading the public's eye. It's like if you paint, you get up, people see what you've done, and it's not really about all of them. It's just the fact that you feel that although you may go home to your bed, you can wake up in the morning and drive through the freeway and see something that you've done.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, definitely. That's how I used to live my life. I used to paint all night and then, like, wake up in the morning, hella, like, tired or whatever, drink a cup of coffee, smoke a cigarette, and then I'd go straight to my car with my camera, drive to every single spot again and flick it all. And then just hit a day spot or something and then wait till it's night again, you know what I'm saying? Like, kick it with some homies.
Oh yeah, so like around the Bay Area, what are some spots? Like 23rd Yards, the 35th Wall?
Yeah, 23rd Yards is definitely like a legend spot, you know, because like that's where like Dream,
mm-hmm,
TDK was like pretty much had it. He was always there. I guess he lived by there or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like a lot of TDK fools used to go there. People from like out of state, like other parts of the world came to 23rd Yard, you know?
It's like a museum, really.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool. Yeah, I've hit up there. I used to have a roof spot over there. And I actually had this crazy story when I got chased from the 23rd Yards.
You should tell that, actually.
All right, yeah. All right, so first it was me and two of my homies. And then there's like 23rd Yards, there's a building called Lucas Building. And then to get into that building or to the very top floor, you got to climb a fence that leads to a roof and then climb up another roof and then walk down a long roof and then climb another roof, and then you'll see the building with like a lot of windows that go really high up. So then me and my friend just like, he figured out a way to get through the tiniest window, like he did some acrobatics and whatever, and then that fool got in, opened the door, and we like ran all the way to the very top floor. And this is sort of when, like, I was sort of alright. I wasn't, like, a toy or nothing. But, like, I don't know. I was a little more risky than I am now, you know? And then it was, like, so it was really early. And then, like, we went up there, and then there was, like, a ledge, like, about, like, really small. Like, I could barely fit on it. And then I had to, like, hang over with my arm over the other ledge to, like, stay up. And then I did, like, a straight letter or whatever. And then I walked to another side just because there was four corners of the building, and then I did the other side. And I looked down and I see the cop posted out of the light for like 10 minutes straight. And then And then I was like, oh shit, we gotta cut. So then we all left, and then the helicopters came. There was cops all over the yard, like, just, and that never happens. Cops usually never really go in the yard that much. And then we were just, there was no exit pretty much. We were pretty much caught. But yeah. Then I just like hopped the fence over, and then the helicopter was shining the light like all around me, and like I was literally dodging the light, like hiding against the wall in the shadow, laying down, whatever. And then we ran to the building, to this other building behind the Lucas building, and then the only way over it was a barbed wire fence where it goes straight across and does a spiral around the barbed wire. So that's like impossible to like climb over, but there was a pipe on the building next to the fence, and we climbed up it and like jumped over the fence. And then I landed like on a glass bottle that shattered, and then we just ran on someone's porch or lawn and just like lay down. And then we seen like 3 cop cars pass by, and then my friend ran and got his car and then swooped us, and then we went to KFC. And that's pretty much this.
Wow, that's a
yeah.
That's
there was a lot of cops, yeah, out to get us. And then my friend was driving around while it was all happening. He was like, fool, there was like a lot of cops out looking for you guys. And he said, like, I don't know how the hell you guys get out of there, you know? And I was like, damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Pasted it.
Well, that was Reese with the interview on the mic.
Yeah.
And up next, we're going to have a couple more songs. And this first song is called Artifacts, Wrong Side of the Tracks. It's about graffiti. So you should check this out.
Yeah.
The bad one, ink flow master bastard with the magnum. I tags up quick and then I steps to the exit when it's time to get accepted. Or flex on some fresh shit, some whack crook. So my black book, I know who took it. I know it's so tagged because the fag writes his name crooked. The ink I use might stink, but you gotta think. I got my props, hops, cause my tags don't shrink. I'm tagging and bagging bitches cause my name is famous in the street. Cause they know my name's from cruising in the Jeeps. So yo, grab a can and put your man up and stand up. For the fresh, never stale niggas off the third rail. Deep dark and black like the Magnum on my back. It's that artifacts chat from the wrong side of the track.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
I load my backpack with spray paint and markers to spark the tagging up a trip. I catch the path, take a trip to the train yard to think back when I used to write that shit that used to hit. Had all the mad color tips. Breaking was my thing, I used to spin the back. I never thought I'd spin the wax with tracks to make your hands clap. I could've went the other way, but no how. I got my dap on the mat with the big that's a spray cap. Niggas used to doubt my clout, but now I turn them out. They shout my shit about town like they wanna be down. Avoid the crowds and wanna stab me in the back. Enough of that, watch the third rail track, cause I don't wanna get zapped. Pieces to burn to show my name, no shame. Don't wanna put the blame down on my nigga tame. Brothers don't wanna see me grow to get my cash flow. I have the remorse, so check me out in the source.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
I burn my name up quick like a tie stick. As red as my eyes get, I still rocks the fly shit. Fat with some ultra flat black cats are wrecking a set. Wet paint ain't shit when I'm on the set. I'm live like the third rail on time like the pap train. The name same alone got fame, so fuck a last name. I tax mad when I drag a fat stack of ism. Coming out with new additions like Mike Bivens. I get a sticker from my nigga with the back of him. Write my name on him, then I peel off the back of him. And stick them to victims of underground systems. If the toys bring the noise, me and my boys are gonna diss them. In conclusion, don't snooze when two niggas from New Jersey kick the mad graffiti slurs or kick the fakes to the curb. The artifacts, Jack, bringing the artifact back. Some seem to forget about the error that caught wreck. So remember this agenda when you slip in to enter the artifact zone, cause graffiti's still prone to kick ass, pizzazz, last time we tag. Why is that black? Because the whack jack is known as
cross the path, that's the gat to get back. The artifacts out on side of the track.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the track. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the track. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the track. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the track. The artifacts from the wrong side.
All right, we're back on Brain Candy. And we got Reese. We're still going to be asking a couple more questions.
And for sure.
Right now, I just want to know a little bit more about, what's a crew? Is it a family? Is it friends? Is it what, you know?
Yeah, a crew is definitely... Crew definitely consists of both family and friend, because, like, a crew, some people you'll be closer with, you know, that you consider your family, like... Me, personally, I'm in three different crews. I'm in HR, well, like, I was in HR. That was my second crew. First crew was K2Dub, KTDub. They're from L.A., and, like, everyone from KTDub is from L.A. Like, there's 007, Chemo, Dean, Dirk. There's, like, a lot of people in there, you know? Mm-hmm. And I joined that crew because I was really good friends with 007. And they're definitely like a PCN and bombing crew, like it consists of both. And they're just like my really good friends, you know? Like whenever I go to LA, I'm always painting with them, partying, you know? Having a good time. But my crews out here is definitely 23 is one of my main crews. That just started with like me and my friend, come on. And then just after that, like we thought of it and just started the crew. And then we just added some good friends like Cove and Higher and Vile, you know, and my real good friend Hero is definitely in there.
Yeah.
And then after that I got HR, which that was like the second crew I actually joined. And that crew was like one of the big crews because they're definitely hated, you know? Because they're definitely get up. Like we killed it, you know? Like got tags everywhere.
Who founded HR?
HR is actually my friend Cake, and he's the one who actually put me in it because one of my real good friends is Mofo, and we kick it all the time. Me, Mofo, Chia, One Love, Music, Ray, you feel me?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Pretty much CKR, HR, and then we just kicked it all the time, and then Cake was good friends with Mofo. Mofo was in HR first, and then... Cake would just like notice that I was getting hella ups, I guess. So then he just asked me to join the crew and asked if I was down, and I was like, yes, it's good. But yeah, definitely consist of beef in that crew.
Yeah. So that leads to the next question is, what is beef?
Oh, beef. All right, beef is just a really fun part of the graffiti game. Beef is when you're like getting up and like, I don't know, someone just hates on you for getting up or just doesn't like you for some apparent reason. Or unless you go over someone, like beef is just you battling someone or like you holding, like don't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you beef, whatever, if you're beefing with someone and you see their stuff up, you'd want to go over it. You want to hack it out.
So who were you beefing with?
Oh man, well, the crew that I was in, HR, well, the whole crew was beefing with, like, two other crews. Like, HR really, like, kept me on my toes, you know? Like, when you're beefing, you always gotta be on the lookout. You always gotta be, like, getting ready to see your spy gone over. So then, like, HR was beefing with, like, EMR, HCM, those main crews is what... Like, yeah, they got a couple of my stuff, and then I just, like, fixed or whatever, you know? But, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's squashed already, though. So I'm just chilling now.
Okay. So you're on the chill days right now.
Yeah, no beef.
And, like, what would you consider would be a perfect night of bombing?
perfect night of bombing. Perfect night of bombing would be me and a good amount of homies kicking it, doing, you know, doing what we enjoy, riding around, driving around, looking at spots, doing at least 3 fill-ins each, a straight letter, hella tags and hella outlines. And that's pretty much would be like a perfect night. And just enjoying it, no cops, no like people hating on us, trying to, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, call like, the cops.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of people who just don't like graffiti besides the cops, and it's not good.
Okay. So the final question would be, is where do you paint? Is it trains, streets, freeways? And explain those places and why you like them.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, my favorite, my very, very favorite place to paint would be onto a truck. Like, I love trucks only because one reason, that they run. Like, they'll last forever. Like, unless someone goes over you, but, like, trucks hardly ever get cleaned. So, like, if you paint a truck, like, I have trucks that's been lasting for, like, years already. And, like trucks, vans, like, I just like any moving vehicle that is paintable, you know? It's usually they never clean it, it's just there forever. Unless someone hacks it, goes over it, or I don't know. And then, but other spots that I like to hit is definitely, like, street side, like, main streets, like, Broadway, you know, or Telegraph, Shattuck. Just hit a street side, like just on the main street, do a fill-in. Like, a fill-in is where you get, like, a white, and you just do the letterings and then color it all in or whatever, and then you get, like, a black to do the outline. So that's pretty much what a fill-in is.
And there is one more spot.
And then there's also freeways that I love to paint too, because freeways is definitely a lot of exposure, and when traffic comes, like, everyone sees it. And there's also a spot called Heaven Spots that I really like. Those are, like, really hard. They're like, when you're driving on the freeway and you see, like, those green signs that says, like, exit here, or like on the overpass, you know? And then you gotta climb over it and climb onto it and then just do a fill-in right on there. And then if you fall, pretty much you're going to heaven, you know? Or you're going wherever.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and that's what it is. And actually, I got, like, a crazy story about me and my friend about to do one of those. And it started off one night, me and my homie Raim were driving around, and then he's seeing a heaven spot, and he's from LA, and that's where heaven spots are, like, loved, you know?
Is this in LA, or is this in the Bay Area?
This is in the Bay Area, actually. Okay. But, like, if you ever go to LA and you look onto the freeways and you see hella barbed wire on the heaven spots, that's why, because in LA they always do heaven spots, and it's sort of dangerous because people don't know where they're going, you know? But yeah, pretty much when we're out here in the Bay Area, it was me and Raim. And we're driving around and we seen a nice heaven spot. Like, it was, drove over the bridge, parked, and then we went over there. And then Raim just, like, climbed up this big fence and just climbed over and went onto the heaven spot. And I was just like me, I'm not gonna lie, I was scared, like, fucking...
Yeah.
I was really scared. and then I was just like, hell no, I'm not going, Ram, you do this. And then, like, I ran into a bush and I was just, like, looking out for him. And whenever anyone would just, like, drive by or whatever, I'd, like, you know what I'm saying, like, yee at him or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
And then, but yeah, pretty much you hit the heaven spot, and it was running for a while. Like, a lot of my friends called me up, like, yo, that is a sick, because, like, not a lot of people do it out here, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I recently see some on 580. That's really nice, but, yeah, pretty much not that many people do it.
All right, then.
Yeah, so it's respect.
And so, I mean, this was Reese was on the show today. This is Brain Candy, your host, Nick Bellizzi, broadcasting from Oakland, California. And is there anything else you want to say to the listeners out there?
Oh, yeah, actually, I just really want to make a shout out to a lot of my friends, like my friend Cove, he's a good friend of mine, Hire, Vile, Hero, Mofo, Cake, you know, like a lot of the whole KT Dub, whole 23, you know, like One Love, Chia, a lot of my friends, Music, Ray, just a lot of the homies of Vogue, you know.
All right, cool. And we're going to have one more song. It's called Today Was a Good Day by Ice Cube. Yeah. I'm for sure going to like this. Check this out. Brain Candy. That was Ice Cube with Today Was a Good Day. A little bit about Ice Cube. He's born in 1969. Pretty interesting. His real name is O'Shea Jackson. You know, he's an American rapper, actor, screenwriter, producer. He was first in NWA with the group leader Eazy-E, and you probably know them from that song Straight Outta Compton. And before that we had Artifacts, and you know they're from a hip-hop duo from Newark, New Jersey. The music reflects and emphasizes three of the four elements of true hip-hop culture: MCing, DJing, and their specialty, graffiti, writing, or bombing. And we're just gonna say, you know, see you later. Broadcasting from Oakland, California, this is Youth Radio Raw, Brain Candy, your host Nick Bellizzi. We had Reese on the show.
Yeah.
And you know, peace.
Alright, peace out.
Peace out. What's the point?